Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Winterfest, scheduled for this weekend in downtown Green Bay, has been canceled. Mary Rohde with On Broadway says the difficult decision was made in the interest of safety for all involved, including the animals. There were horses and llamas involved in the event. Several outdoor winter activities were planned this coming Saturday, as well as numerous vendors who would have had to be set up outside for the duration of the event. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme cold watch for Green Bay tomorrow night through Saturday morning, with dangerously low wind chills that could reach 30 to 40 below zero. They say frostbite to exposed skin with that kind of wind chill can happen in as little as 10 minutes. They also say pets should be kept indoors as much as possible. If you drive through a busy intersection near Costco in Bellevue, be prepared for some temporary barriers blocking your left-hand turn. Village officials say dozens of crashes at the intersection of Landmark Boulevard and Costco Way have prompted the changes. They say the effort is the most cost-effective safety measure right now, and after studying traffic flow, a better solution than adding another roundabout in that area. Starting next month, temporary barriers will go up blocking drivers from turning left onto Costco Way from Landmark Boulevard, which comes off the roundabout on Monroe. Drivers will also not be able to turn left coming out of Costco Way onto Landmark Boulevard. Traffic officials suggest going up to the next intersection, Town Hall Road, just past Culver's, which has a light. The bitter cold set a perfect stage for an ice out in downtown Green Bay yesterday on the one-year anniversary of President Trump's inauguration. People walked out of their homes, businesses, and schools, gathering at Harvey Street Park. Demonstrators we talked to say it's important to get out and have your voice heard, even if you have to walk out of high school in sub-zero temps to do it. Leah is a student at Green Bay's John Dewey Academy of Learning.
No matter the temperature, no matter the circumstances, you know, if nobody speaks out, then nothing's going to happen. You know, progress won't be made.
Green Bay's Free America walkout was part of a nationwide effort calling on people to walk out of their offices, schools, and businesses to protest the Trump administration. Organizers say in the wake of escalating ICE raids, attacks on gender-affirming care, and the deployment of National Guard troops in U.S. cities, Americans need to send a message to Washington against what they say is fascism taking over American democracy. Green Bay's Ice Out was one of more than 600 walkouts across the country set for 2 p.m. on January 20th. People all around Brown County can check out more than books at the library. Now they can borrow Peace of Mind using their library cards to check out a digital radon testing device for their homes. Brown County Health is partnering with Brown County Library to offer the devices available for checkout at all Brown County Library locations. Organizers say it's a free, easy way for people to check radon levels where they live. After a week or two, you can return the device to the library so it can be checked out by someone else. Anna Nick with the Brown County Health Department says radon causes more lung cancer among non-smokers than secondhand smoke and is responsible for nearly 1,000 deaths every year in Wisconsin. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
It's the Bucks and the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, NBA, Bucks basketball tonight. They'll face off against the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee with a record of 18-24. At 36-8, the Thunder right now have the best record in the NBA. College hoops, the Badgers at Penn State tomorrow night. Greg Gard asked how John Blackwell has adjusted to Nick Boyd on the roster since he transferred from San Diego State last spring.
I think he's handled it well. It's definitely was an adjustment period. I think we're past that. I think we're over that hump. I think that's anytime you have new players on the roster, there's going to be an adjustment period and understanding how important the other is and both keeping their aggressiveness and functioning together. So, 45 days ago, I would have said that we're not in sync with each other. Now I think I've seen a lot of really good play on the floor from both of them.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a little light snow today. It's not going to be a lot, less than a half inch, but it could be enough to get things a little slick out there. Our high today, right around 21. Tonight, a little light snow, then mostly cloudy, 5 above. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with an early high of 12 and then falling temps in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.